6 months on a farm before I saved up. All my drinking buddies still out on the town, wondering why I ever settled down. But there was this girl holding my hand, shooting me a star to lie together grin. She's pulling me in, she straightened me out, and now I know what love is all about. I'm still out of my mind, she's still out of this world. There was this girl. Yeah, there was this girl. There was this girl.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Closing arguments set for today in Donald Trump's hush money trial. The testimony of Michael Cohen will be subject to intense attack by his attorneys. Prosecutors will recap corroborating evidence that Trump phonied up business records to cover up payments to Stormy Daniels. Adam Schlehet, Fordham University Law.
They don't need to prove the underlying crime. They just need to prove that when they were falsifying the business records, they were doing that in order to, with the intent to cover up that other crime.
Jury deliberations to start on Wednesday. At least 22 people killed in severe weather, including tornadoes in the central and southern U.S., power outages in excess of 260,000 across multiple states. North Korean state media says officials blame a newly developed engine for Tuesday's explosion after launch of a rocket carrying Pyongyang's second spy satellite. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your one-of-a-kind dad deserves a gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place. Show him the love with a gift as unforgettable as he is. Omaha Steaks. Order the deluxe Father's Day gift package at omahasteaks.com. 20 unforgettable entrees plus 4 free burgers for just $89.99 when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, milk markets were mostly higher. Now June was down 7 at 1989, July up 10 to 2009, August up 6 to 1997, and September milk up 17 at 1983. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 1 3/4 to 198. 40-pound blocks up a half to 187. 7 trade a barrel, 7 trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 312 1/4, no sales. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 1/4 to 117 1/2, 6 trades on the day. Dry whey up a half to 40 even, and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets mostly lower. A lot of positioning ahead of the cattle on feed report that was to be released after the close Friday. Also, a lot of positioning ahead of the 3-day Memorial holiday weekend. Hog markets lower in the nearby months due to continued concerns over consumer demand for pork. June live cattle up 17 cents to 183.70. August feeder cattle down $1.22 to 260.22. And June hogs down 25 cents to 94.27. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans were higher. Soybean, or wheat rather, was mixed. Corn and soybeans were higher as there's still some continued planting concerns across the corn and soybean belt. There's also still some export concerns for Brazil due to all of the recent flooding. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they were mostly mixed. A little bit of profit taking ahead of the three-day holiday weekend, but the trade still continues to watch the challenging weather in Northern Europe and the Black Sea region. New crop corn up 1 3/4 to 488 1/4. New crop beans up 3.5 to 219 1/2. July wheat in Chicago down 3/4 to 697 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, July up 8 1/4 to 752 1/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 410, June 413, July 416, new crop 433. Cash beans 1173, June 1178, July 1178, and new crop at 1140. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 432 3/4, June 434 3/4, July 432 3/4, new crop 438 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 430, June at 435, new crop 438. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn and June at 411, new crop 433. Cash beans at 1170, June 1173, new crop 1144. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 425, new crop 423. Cash beans 1155, new crop at 1134. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 439, June 439, July 443, new crop 443. Cash beans 1219, June 1221, July 1225, new crop 1160. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash in June corn 411, new crop 433. Cash in June beans 1175, new crop 1144. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 173 to 193, Holstein fed cattle 158 to 176, market cows 116 to 140, bulls 129 to 160, calves 210 to 950, beef steers 175 to 330, Holstein steers 153 to 350. Sheep markets, market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 247 and down, goat markets, does 225 and down, bucks 165 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-710-5220 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 65 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 45 tomorrow, sunny 70 by Thursday. Mostly sunny, warmer, high of 75. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I didn't say we wouldn't hurt anymore. That's how you learn. You just get firm. But we don't have to feel like dirt anymore. Though love's not earned, baby, it's ours. turn. We were always looking for tuna with our heads in the clouds, just a little off course. But I left that motor running. Now if you're feeling down and out, come on baby, drive south with the one. This Chevy van, windows open on the rest of the world, holding hands all the way to Dixieland. We've been trying to turn our lives around since we were little kids, been wearing us down. Don't turn away now, darling. Let's fire it up and wind it out. Come on, baby, drive south with the one you love. Come on, baby, drive south. I heard your mama calling, think she was only stalling. Don't know who she's talking to, baby, me and you. We can go down with a smile on, ain't gonna pack my nylon. Just leave these legs showing, it gets hot down where we're going.
No sun on the Rockies, not even the light of day. I feel that old cabin fever coming on. But I know where I'll be when Lady Luck finally blows my way. She'll put the wind in my sails and I'll be gone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto, no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be off to find myself once again in Puerto, no one knows. When my ship comes in. Maybe I'm only dreaming, but it sure seems real. Somehow the wind doesn't chill quite to the bone. Or could it just be the fever? I'm running on an uneven keel, not losing sight of why I'm up here alone. It won't be long before my ship comes in. Gonna sail right out of Colorado. Catch a ride on a warm trade wind to Puerto, no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Gonna board and go whichever way the wind blows. I'll be
myself once again and where no one knows. When my ship comes in, where no one knows. When my ship comes in, it won't be long before my ship comes in. Where no one knows. She'll find me waiting when my ship comes in. Where no one knows. It won't be long before my ship comes in.
Shop locally. Listen locally.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. McBride in the Ride and Love on the Loose and Heart on the Run here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures in the mid-50s across the region this morning. And looks like we're going to see another chance of some scattered showers and storms today with temperatures only in the mid-60s. We'll have more details with our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, Todd Gleason in talking a little bit about some of the corn issues that are now already starting to crop up. And we'll talk with Todd about that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Check your cornfields for black cutworm and western corn rootworm. We'll talk about it coming up.
Nothing breeds innovation like a little friendly competition among farmers. The Wisconsin Soybean Program's annual yield contest does just that. Encourages growers across the state to develop innovative management practices. To be more efficient and time-friendly for entrants, the 2023 contest has been revamped. Check out what's new and fill out an entry form by visiting wysoybean.org/WSA. Entry deadline is August 31st. You won't want to miss out on this opportunity to highlight your operation and Wisconsin's outstanding production practices.
As we move out of May and into June, farmers will need to scout their fields for insect pests. The primary concern at the moment, says University of Illinois Extension field crop entomologist Nick Sider, is the black cutworm. The larvae are now large enough to do more than the simple pinhole damage you might find in the corn plant's early leaves, and can cut the corn plant off.
It's a good time to scout any fields where you had poor winter annual weed control, and in particular winter annual broadleaf weeds. Good time to check those and see if you don't have some cutworm damage. But in recent years, even when we've had fairly high moth flights, it hasn't translated into a lot of injury from that pest.
Because black cutworm larvae are mostly nocturnal, it's usually easier to scout for their damage first. When damage, particularly cutting, is observed, the Illinois Agronomy Handbook is recommending scraping away the top layer of soil or residue in the area surrounding the cut plant to uncover the larvae. Cutworm larvae have a characteristic sheen that can help to distinguish them from other caterpillars. Consider a broadcast insecticide application when 2-5% of the plants have been cut and cutworms are present in the field. The other field crop insect pests to be aware of right now is the western corn rootworm, says Illinois Extension's Nick Sider. Egg hatch has reached 50% in central Illinois, and we'll get to that point around the first full week of June in the northern part of the state. He says root feeding by the western corn rootworm then is expected to end until the end of June.
Now, if it's one of these late-planted fields where you don't have corn roots out there yet, those larvae are going to hatch and they're going to die. So when we see planting delayed, you typically see less of a threat from corn rootworm feeding in those fields. But that'll be kind of the next thing to keep an eye out for as this root feeding develops. And about a month from now, we'll be able to know what we've got. We'll be able to go out and evaluate how well our controls have performed.
The western corn rootworm has been adapting to the corn hybrids used to control it, so it's important to understand what's happening in a field this season to adjust what control measures will be most successful in future years. The western corn rootworm has historically been the most economically damaging insect pest of field corn. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, hair volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier-looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with hair volume. Hair volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 65 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 45 tomorrow, sunny 70 by Thursday. Mostly sunny, warmer, high of 75. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Shenandoah, if Bubba can dance here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning, and we have temperatures mid-50s across the region this morning. Could see some more showers and storms today. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Wisconsin 4-H announced the 2024 4-H Hall of Fame volunteers that were recognized here in April. And congratulations to Bob Traynor of Pierce County. He's been the Pierce County 4-H Dairy Project leader for 39 years. His impact is evident through his years as the Pierce County 4-H Dairy Judging Coach, and he's helped over 450 young people through judging experiences. So congratulations to Bob, part of the 2024 class of the Wisconsin 4-H Hall of Fame. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group, over 60 years of auction success. Memorial Day weekend saw the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500, the greatest spectacle in racing. And as has been the case since 1956, the winner cooled off with an ice-cold sip of milk. I'll tell you why when we come back. Is it time to upgrade your farm equipment for 2024? With over 60 years of auction experience, Steffes Group is bringing their auction expertise to Nebraska with the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction. Equipment is located at the Husker Harvest Days location for preview, and check steffesgroup.com for complete equipment descriptions and pictures. This auction to include large late model row crop equipment, track and loader tractors, self-propelled sprayers, combines, corn and draper heads, and more. Mark your calendar for this timed online auction. Bidding opens on Wednesday, May 29th at 8 a.m. Central and closes Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. Don't miss out on this rare chance to bid on late model equipment at the Grand Island, Nebraska Area Equipment Auction, closing on Thursday, June 6th at 12 p.m. Central. That's steffesgroup.com. One of the more interesting traditions in sports was on display this past weekend when the winner of the Indianapolis 500 entered the winner's circle and was handed an ice-cold jug of milk. He took a drink and proceeded to pour the rest in celebration over his head and on that of the crew nearby. It's an iconic tradition that has resulted in some incredible photographs of the winner, and the history of that milk stretches back almost 90 years. Like some of the best traditions, it got its start by accident. Donald Davidson, the historian emeritus at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, says the tradition started with the winner of the 1936 Indy 500, Lewis Meyer. As a boy, his mother had told him that buttermilk would refresh him on a hot day, and it was advice he took to heart. After he finished the race, while he was waving to the crowd from the winner's circle, somebody handed him a bottle of buttermilk, and a camera caught a picture of him waving and holding the bottle. That image was shown around the country, and an executive with the Milk Foundation saw it and requested milk be served to the winner after every race. Now, the tradition wasn't always observed during the 1940s, but in 1956, it returned, this time to stick. That year, the Milk Foundation began offering a cash prize to the winner, $300 to the driver and $50 for the chief mechanic if they'd take a swig of milk after the race. Pat Faherty, the winner in 1956, was a regular milk drinker and happily obliged, setting the tradition in motion. For a tradition this important, they don't just grab some milk from the grocery store before the race. The Dairy Association asks each driver before the race for their milk preferences. 26 of them this year opted for whole milk, 5 for 2%, and there were 2 takers for skim milk. And then the Dairy Association of Indiana has those options on ice. Once the race is done, they'll grab the appropriate milk from the cooler, and 2 Indiana dairy farmers delivered that beverage to the driver and crew chief. I'll have more when we come back.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Nowadays, of course, the cash prize for drinking milk at the end of the Indianapolis 500 is still there, but it's gotten a little bigger. The American Dairy Association of Indiana has taken over the responsibilities, and they award $10,000 to the winning driver and $500 to the crew chief for sipping that ice-cold milk. Alex Neuenschwander and Abby Herr were the Indiana dairy farmers who handed off the milk this year, and it's a tradition I hope continues for years to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or in stores at your local CVS.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when a prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn, nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. When her prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and
and you can't stop love. I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
Everywhere I look, the sun is shining.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall responded to markup and passage of the Farm Bill out of the House Agriculture Committee on Thursday. Duvall said, "We applaud the bipartisan vote after 13 hours of rigorous debate, but know that tight margins in both chambers and a crowded congressional calendar will present challenges in the next legislative steps." Duvall urged the Senate Agriculture Committee to schedule a Farm Bill markup. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue added, "A successful farm bill needs broad bipartisan support. We applaud today's progress, but we know that significant improvements will be needed to advance this bill." At the NFU convention held in March, delegates approved a special order of business outlining the organization's priorities for the 2024 Farm Bill, including advancing NFU's Fairness for Farmers campaign, maintaining and improving the farm safety net, and strengthening conservation programs. Sustainable Aviation Fuel Coalition Executive Director Allison Grab also welcomed the Farm Bill markup and inclusion of sustainable aviation provisions in the Farm Bill. Grab said the provisions of the bill affirming sustainable aviation fuel as an advanced biofuel and providing for greater USDA collaboration regarding sustainable aviation fuel underscore the significant role of that fuel. Sustainable aviation fuel made from renewable biomass and waste resources give the potential to deliver the performance of petroleum-based jet fuel, but with a fraction of its carbon footprint, giving airlines solid footing for decoupling greenhouse gas emissions from flight. That, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. By growing biomass crops for sustainable aviation fuel production, American farmers can earn more money during off-seasons by providing feedstock to the new market, while also securing benefits for their farms like reducing nutrient losses and improving soil quality. Senator Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst, both of Iowa, are demanding that the Environmental Protection Agency raise 2024 and 2025 renewable volume obligations for biomass-based diesel and advanced biofuels. The lawmakers joined Representative Randy Fenstra, also an Iowa Republican, in a letter to President Biden and EPA Administrator Michael Regan. The letter stated, "For the biomass-based diesel industry to continue to grow, it needs certainty and predictability, and this requires RFOs that adequately reflect the growth potential of biomass-based diesel production." The agency last year set RVOs at levels that the lawmakers say fail to align with carbon condition or market conditions, rather, and production outlooks, contributing to biodiesel plant closures in the Midwest. The letter also touted reduced emissions of renewable fuels. According to a life cycle analysis completed by the Argonne National Laboratory using the GREET model, 100% biodiesel reduces emissions 74% compared to petroleum diesel. Lawmakers recently advanced the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act out of a subcommittee. The House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Innovation, Data, and Commerce marked up and passed the legislation for full committee consideration. The action follows a subcommittee hearing April 30th and mirrors the draft legislative language that was the focus of the hearing. Representatives from the National Association of Broadcasting and also the National Association of Farm Broadcasting attended that hearing. During last week's markup, Representative Debbie Dingell, a Michigan Democrat, noted that automakers are ready to commit to voluntarily keeping AM radio in vehicles, but added, "I also think AM radio should be in all, in cars as well as trucks, boats, agriculture, and recreational vehicles. I think we need to study those issues." Legislation to require AM radio as a safety feature in all vehicles currently has 61 sponsors in the Senate and 254 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Remember biology class in high school? Most of us didn't get it or slept right through it. Well, we didn't, and we can help build your soil's biology. And biology can be the key to unlocking that next bushel and to help your plants thrive. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly to mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 65 with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Clear tonight, 45 tomorrow, sunny 70 by Thursday. Mostly sunny, warmer, high of 75. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hard did you see, I wonder. This time did it feel like thunder, baby? For if you bet, have your boots been under? Don't look so lonely, don't act so blue. I know I'm not the only girl you run to. I know about love. I've seen your eye with the reader, the redhead down the lane. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you run to? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose ear did you make a wish in? Is she the one?
You walked in all your glory. I thought you were perfect for me. I was out of my mind. Looked like I was winning. It was the best love I'd ever been in. Just when we were beginning, the end, you left me behind. And I was looking forward to a happy ending. So much for pretending. It could have been beautiful if I'd only met you, if I'd only let you know what you meant to me. And if I could, I would give you a demonstration of how my imagination thought it ought to be. So much for pretending.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose, and let it fall, laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I taking is your time. Help me make it through tonight.